Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson Police Chief, Mark Klaus, joining us now. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Thanks for having me again, Coltrane. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, this week is known as National Police Week here, and so it's a time for us, Chief Klaus, to kind of reflect on your department a little bit. Tell us about the officers that you have in your department and how they've been doing this year.
Sure. We are, again, fully staffed. There are eight of us at the police department again. We currently have two female officers and the rest of us guys there. Got a great group of people right now, Coltrane. Real happy with the group that we're working with. They are community-oriented, community-minded group, and that's obviously what we're looking for, especially here in Jefferson. They're not afraid to do their job. On the flip side of that, they like to get out and just be with the public. Several of them are involved in different events, and I try to get them out to the schools and things like that as much as we can. That's very important for us to be a part of our community.
Talk to us about your command staff with your captain and your sergeants. Talk to us about that.
Yep. Currently we have Jason Kroger. He's a must be a 19, 20-year veteran of the department. He is our captain. Then Jeremy Behrens is our sergeant. So a couple good guys there that are a great guidance and great help to the officers.
And also, this time of year, we've got bike safety. It is bike month. Talk to us about just some safety reminders as we're finally starting to see those non-bitter cold temperatures anymore and getting people out on their bikes.
Right. It's summer's here. We skipped spring again and went right into summer. So, yeah, obviously school will be getting out here quickly. And with that brings increased children out in riding bikes and skateboards and walking and all those things. So it's the time of year again where we just need to be vigilant and paying attention to our surroundings as we're driving through town. There's always those kids playing ball, and before you know it, the ball is kicked out in the street, and here they come after the ball. And you just have to be prepared to stop your vehicle at any time. With bikes, you're going to see a lot of bike traffic. On the flip side of that coin, for the children on the bikes, if you're sitting at an intersection and there's a car stopped at the stop sign or whatever, you don't really want to leave your spot and enter that intersection until you know for sure that driver sees you. A lot of drivers will acknowledge you with a hand motion, come on through, or will at least look at you. So if you make eye contact with that driver, he knows you're there. Someone could be looking the other direction, you know, not paying attention and not see you, and you're both going to meet in that intersection, and we don't want anything like that. So it goes to both sides. If you're on the bike, please do your best to be seen and be careful, and then for us driving the vehicles, we just need to be extra aware.
Bicyclists need to go with traffic, right? Not against traffic?
Correct.
Because they have to obey all traffic laws. They're just like a motorist, but without the motor part.
Yes, you should be stopping at stop signs, yielding at yield signs, all of those things. You don't see it a whole lot anymore, but they should be using hand signals and things when they're turning and stopping. It's all for safety.
And then also another thing to roll over into safety is motorcycles. Those are now reached the time of the year where those guys are dusting off their vehicles and motoring around town. Just give us some safety pointers there.
Yeah, kind of the same thing as with young people on bicycles. So many times motorists do not even see the motorcycle coming at them, and they've done all kinds of things nationally to try to fix that, the flashing headlight, I mean anything to catch a motorist's attention. But it is very easy to have your mind 3 miles ahead of you down the road, and you roll up to a stop sign, don't see anything, and pull out. Well, sometimes there is actually a motorcycle there. I talked to a gentleman just this morning that experienced that over the weekend. A car pulled right out in front of him from a stop sign. He got stopped and everything turned out fine, but it's real easy not to see those guys. So again, just keep that in the back of your mind and always be aware that there could be a motorcycle.
And then lastly, we're coming up into summer vacations where the police department will go around and do safety checks and whatnot. What kind of services does the police department provide during those heavily summer vacation times of the year?
Sure. We do offer what we call our vacation home checklist, and you can call the 2136 number and tell dispatch have an officer contact you, or sometimes dispatch will gather the information. When you're going to be gone, when you'll return, there's a lot of questions that we want to know. Are you going to have any lights on in your house? Are they on timers? Will there be any vehicles there? Will there be somebody coming and going to take care of an animal, perhaps? All those types of things, so that as we're patrolling and as we're doing our vacation home checklist, we have all those tools, if you will, to determine if everything appears to be okay while we're checking your residence. If there's a car there and there's not supposed to be a car there, we're going to investigate a little deeper than we normally would. So they can do that. And obviously, any type of leaving home safety plan you want to get in place, make sure your mail's being picked up so you're not leaving piles of mail in the mailbox that tips people off that you're gone. It is a good thing to have some lights on timers, different lights, different rooms each night. Also, ask your neighbors to keep an eye on your property for you. They know just almost as well as you do if something isn't quite right. So have a neighbor check that out. Packages being delivered, have a neighbor pick those up. Just a lot of things you can do to not flag your home as I'm empty, they're gone on vacation. But we will watch your properties for you as well.
And in the advent of social media, I know everybody's just itching to get pictures out there as soon as possible, but that could be another way that you could leave your home vulnerable while you're gone.
Sure, there are probably people that are watching Facebook, and when you're posting, I'm in Colorado and look at the beautiful mountains and all these things, they know you're not at home and will take advantage of that. So yes, you're right. Maybe best wait till you get home to post those vacation pictures. I know that's hard in today's society. We're an instant society anymore, but there are a lot of things that you can do to protect yourself.
That's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Jefferson Police Chief is Mark Klaus joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.